Scott Kleinberg joins us now for a social media update. Good morning, Scott. Hope you had a good weekend.
Good morning, Bob. I hope you did, too. Thank you.
Let's talk first about Twitter trying something new that supposedly could improve the quality of conversations. Can it?
Yes.
Really, Scott?
I think it's possible, I think. So as you know, Twitter is where you go when you want to talk about what's going on. But a lot of times what people are replying stands in the way, makes it really hard to have those meaningful conversations. So Twitter, they do these tests often, but they're testing something now that lets you actually choose who has access to reply to your tweet and join in the conversation. And when I talk about and stress the fact that it's a test, Twitter is always testing stuff. It's like restaurants that test menu items. You know, you may not see them, but in some cases, it's a lock and you will, and they'll be really, really popular. So this is a test that I've actually seen some people have already. And what you get is you get three choices when you tweet. You can either have everyone reply, just like normal. You can have only your friends reply. Or if you mention people in a tweet, if you just mention me or I just mention you, then only the people that are mentioned can reply. And no matter what setting you choose, you can still view the tweet, you can still retweet, you can still retweet with a comment. It's a normal tweet otherwise. It's just the ability of what button you see and what you can actually, how you can actually respond.
And they're testing this now?
They're testing it now. It's a brand new thing that they're putting out there. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you sit there and you wonder, you know, where has this been all my life? And yeah, it's brand new for now.
Yeah, it seems like they should have done this a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you see, here's the thing. Twitter went through this long period of time where it was all about, we want new people to connect. We want you to make friends, you know, find someone that you've never thought you'd talk to in a million years. And that's fine and all, but then people started complaining about the negativity on Twitter and all the abuse on Twitter, and it became a tiresome thing. And then I think Twitter realized that it really needed a way to let people control the conversation because, you know, at the end of the day, if they're not having the conversation that they want to have, they can go elsewhere. You know, people are hooked on Twitter, but it doesn't mean that's where they have to hold their conversation.
Have you tried it yet?
You know, no, because my account hasn't received it, but I do have some helpful insight, I think. One, I think you're going to like it, and I know this because once in a while, I make my account private, so only the people following me can see my content. And the reason I do that is exactly the reason Twitter is doing it here. What I end up with is when I tweet something that someone doesn't like, I end up with this really unwieldy conversation with a bunch of people that I don't know. And it's more than just people that I don't know. It's angry people who want to tell me exactly what they think of me, even though they just met me 30 seconds ago. And what this allows is it's a tweet by tweet basis. When I'm doing it, it's my whole account. It's one or the other. It's everything or nothing. This is tweet by tweet. So I don't see people using this really to hold a private conversation. I don't think you're going to find people who are going to be just using this to talk to one person. I think it's people so they can feel more free to say what's on their mind. So, for example, if I'm going to tweet about the weather, of course I want everybody to know about it. But if I'm going to tweet about something very, very local in my area or very, very hyper-vigilant about something very specific, then I'm going to open it up to just those people. So now that it's in testing, it's going to take a while to get to everyone. But like I was saying before, I don't imagine Twitter sitting on this very long because this is one of those features that I think is actually being done right. It just, hopefully they do it for the right reasons.
You know what I get confused about, and forgive me for being so dumb about this, but sometimes I'll see a tweet and I'll want to send a message to that person, and I never know, will everybody then see the message I'm tweeting to that person? How does that work?
Well, that depends. That's a really good question. Don't feel silly about that. That really depends on how you're sending the message. If you just reply to the person, then yes, anybody can see it. You can direct it towards them, but anybody can see it. If you send them a direct message, which is a whole separate thing because you have to be following that person has to be following you, or that person has to have their direct messages open to everybody, there's all these different settings, then it's a private message. There are more people these days who have absolutely no idea if what they're sending is being read by other people or is able to be read by by other people, so that is not just you.
Okay, I feel better already.
I'm glad to hear it.
Let's talk a little bit about this study that reveals all of the computerized robots that I guess we think are real people or real Twitter accounts, but they're not, are they?
No, they're not. And this is going to be a story that I think you're going to be hearing a lot about after talking with me. I knew that they call it bot traffic. They call it, it's robotic accounts. You're right. And I knew it was bad, but I didn't really know it was this bad. So what we have is researchers at Carnegie Mellon University doing a study, and they have found that 45%, so nearly half of the Twitter accounts that are spreading messages on Twitter about coronavirus are likely robotic. And we're not talking about the tweets that say, you know, social distance and wash your hands and all of those things. We're talking about those tweets that specifically say, reopen America, and it's time that we have, you know, people drop their masks. All of those things, that's what they think are actually 45%. And the reason why this is such an important story, they culled through more than 200 million tweets discussing the virus. If you think of the magnitude of 200 million tweets, to find out that nearly 45% of nearly 200 million tweets are not real, that is a very, very scary thing to think about.
So you're really talking about tweets that I guess you could describe them as political in nature, correct?
Absolutely correct, but that's just the thing. You automatically, and this is part of the plan, you automatically assume that these are political accounts. You automatically, that's the reason for them, but you automatically assume that they're coming from politicians, and they're not coming from politicians. They're coming from actual robotic, like you said, accounts.
Wow. Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg with us. We're talking about Twitter and the bots. And is there a way to tell what's real and what's a bot, Scott?
You know, there is. A year ago, though, if you asked me for a list of things to watch for and to be able to differentiate, I could tell you about 10. Now they're really sophisticated, so it can be really, really hard. There is one key thing that I would recommend looking for first and foremost, and that is the name of the account. If I see tweets from Bob943247429, that's likely a bot, because I know that from all the years we've known each other, you know not to name your account that. Therefore, that's why I know it's likely a bot. The names, they have no rhyme or reason to them. But there's also other things that we have been talking about for years and years and years. Accounts that have no photos, accounts that have tweeted once in history, accounts that tweet with the same exact words over and over and over again. Those are things that you can look out for, but those are things that people don't necessarily really go deep into to look for. So start with the name. Look for these long, weird strings of letters and numbers that have no sense whatsoever, and then do a little bit of research, and I almost guarantee you'll find that they're not real.
That's good to know. Has Twitter responded to all of this about bots?
Yeah, they have. And unfortunately, their response is not the response that you would want a company to have, because instead of taking full responsibility for the content, because remember, it's their content that they're hosting. The Twitter basically pointed to this previous statement they had where they're arguing that the term bot can be used to describe a bunch of behavior. It's not just a computerized thing, that it's anybody in violation of Twitter rules. So they say people refer to bots when describing everything from automated accounts to individuals who would prefer to stay anonymous because of personal reasons or because they posted a photo that they didn't like or something like that. Here's the one thing about that to keep in mind. That was true in 2010. That's what people thought bots were in the very beginning when they didn't know any better. But it's 10 years later, and I think a lot of times Twitter loses sight of the fact that we've become a little bit smarter. And just like the bots have become smarter, users have become smarter too.
Scott Kleinberg, he always has the last word on social media. And Scott, if people have questions for you, how do they get in touch?
You can always, you can tweet me. My direct messages are open. You can just tweet me at Scott Kleinberg, and I promise that my content is 100% human, no bots.
You're not a robot? Okay. Good to know.
I don't think I am.
Have a good day. Thank you, Scott.
Take care, Bob.
We'll talk to you next week.